Westlock. The in-camera, contract discussion, on Westlock County's agenda at its final meeting that sparked a Thanksgiving weekend email quarrel between current and hopeful councillors, then led to a defeated resolution for its removal, ultimately was only what it was listed as, a discussion. In fact, the contract up for discussion at the October 12 meeting was that of Sao K. Spees, who joined the municipality in April of this year. Spees, in a follow-up interview, confirmed it was a six-month update on her contract, which council received as information only. Coun. Dennis Primo, who was not seeking re-election following 8 years representing Division 7, had asked to have the item removed from the agenda, stating it wasn't an urgent item and should be left to the next council to review. His motion was defeated 1-5. Knowing background of what's in there, I think it would be only ethical and appropriate that we remove it from this meeting at this time, said Primo. While Coun. Isaac Skubin agreed that making a decision of the CAO's contract wouldn't be prudent considering the election was less than a week away, he said he was willing to listen and take it as information. I'll be voting to keep it on the agenda, but that doesn't mean that I would be in favor of making a decision. I think there's a discussion to be had, maybe not a decision to be made, said Skubin. In a follow-up interview, Reeve Jared Stitson agreed with Skubin, adding that he was unsurprised by the motion from Primo. Overall, what people are missing are the key words, contract discussion. It didn't say, contract decision, said Stitson hours following the meeting. We were given some information at a GPC, Governance and Priorities Committee, meeting which we talked about, and it was supposed to come back to council for more discussion. And we had the discussion. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.